Rabbi Yankee Khan's seven missions to the victims of the war have had two aims: to demonstrate to Israelis that American Jews care about their fate, as shown by the practical gifts he brings every time, and to demonstrate to Southern California Jews how many Israelis have been suffering nonstop since October 7. Rabbi Khan, a leader at Chabad of the Valley in Tazana, said the most striking aspect of his most recent mission was spending meaningful time with displaced Israeli families who have been living in hotels since October 7. Since the start of the war, reporting has centered on the plight of the Palestinians. "The families I met are staying at the Eden Hotel, near the Lebanon border," Rabbi Khan said. "They spent a little money from the Israeli government. I can tell they are very emotional, hurt, afraid." He made this trip accompanied by only by his wife, Rebbetzin Hindi Khan. "They spent most of their time near the Lebanon border. In the morning, you see kids running to school. At nighttime, you see seniors with their Filipino caretakers. You have a lot of women whose husbands are staying closer to their work. So the women are alone during the week. Husbands being away is very challenging for many families. Since fleeing their destroyed homes, have these Israelis adjusted to their new, temporary lives? Many are very tense," Khan said. "They worry that when they go home appliances will be broken and they have to get help." Before the war, repair responsibilities were taken for granted in many households. He noted many benefits from the government are online, but many seniors are not web-savvy and don't know how to access them. "People did not seem happy," the rabbi said. "They were tired from months of war. How does he, as an American, provide encouragement? Listen to their stories," the rabbi said. "Hear what they have to say. Give them some love. Just being there helps." The Khans stayed in the hotel Kibbutz Levi, not far from the Lebanon border, where between 100 and 200 displaced families were housed. Rabbi Khan paused while explaining how families, endlessly cooped up in a hotel, spend their evenings. "What do the children do when they come home from school?" Families told the Khans the hotel tries to be creative, tries to make evening activities for them once or twice a week. "There's a lot of running around the hotel," he said. "They try to lead normal lives. Kids go to school in the mornings, and husbands and wives go to work. Families are trying to get back into a normal routine, as much as they can. But, there's not much for them to do, living in one room in a hotel. There's not really a semblance of independence. They are not independent at all, just in limbo, waiting for the government to tell them. Not surprisingly, once sturdy financial foundations are shaky for a lot of families. Village after village is empty. Empty army bases now, a few people live there. All of these different places, cities, which are empty. How do you counsel people in the scariest moments of their lives?" "You listen to their stories," said. "Speaking to them, spending time with them. We had dinner with them. We had dinner with an older lady. You speak to her, you smile to her. I don't know how many people she has spoken to in the past year outside of those people who care for her." Such a difficult situation. The Khan's trip was impacted by the Palisades and Eden fires. "We changed our schedule and came back early," he said, "to help people here with the fires. A few people from our community lost their homes and Chabad of the Valley turned itself into a center with pillows, blankets, drinks for firefighters. We got our Chabad center organized to help our families." On a trip late last year, IDF soldiers asked Rabbi Khan if, somehow, he could find enough donors to underwrite a food truck for the hungry army. He did, as Chabad donors raised the funds. The presentation of the truck was the focus of his most recent trip. "Thank God," Khan said, "the truck was a huge, huge success. The day we were there, we made 800 burgers. I never have had such a good burger in my life." Soldiers kept coming back. They ate double burgers, triple burgers. The truck visited army bases right on the border, nearly into Lebanon, to bring them these hot burgers from the food truck. "I can't begin to tell you the smiles, the joy from all of the soldiers since October 7th. The love we brought to them. The average soldier," he explained, "could be 30, 40, 50 years old. Just this week, the first cousin of a good friend, father of 8 or 9, was killed in Israel. The soldiers are fighting, and the war still is going on. Nearly 17 months after October 7th. Dragging on, To see the smiles for us coming there, giving them a burger and a drink. To give them the love was amazing, thanks to the donors who made this happen. Rabbi Khan is uncertain about how the food truck will continue. It has become a custom each trip for Khan to take a group of widows out to a meal. A majority are in their 20s. So many are upset, lonely, lost. They're trying to move on with their lives, Khan said. Fast Takes with Rabbi Khan. Jewish Journal. Your most enjoyable recent meal? Rabbi Khan. This past week, my sister-in-law from New York and my wife made French roast, rice and string beans. The best meal. JJ. What is your favorite time of year? RK. Sukkot. JJ. What is your favorite childhood memory? RK. So many. I was born in Italy and grew up in London. Skiing with my father in Switzerland.